Who are we spying on?
Like celebrity crushes. I want to see your wee-wees. Oh my god.
Give me one time for the celebrity wee-wees. Oh, wait, yeah.
Girl, they're all of age.
Yeah, but they don't know your consent. Yeah.
Oh shit.
What?
You said who needs that?
Oh my goodness.
I'll be looking respectfully. Oh lord.
FBI at the door.
Nah, I'm obviously joking. Ha. Like,
that was a good one. That was a good one, right, guys? Yeah. Right?
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you're now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit. Everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go. And we're back to part three with our special guest, Eduardo. Damn, it's so
hard.
Hello.
Alright,
so let's back into it. Your biggest pet peeve.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm kind of bad at these. So, like, give me an example, and maybe I'll go off of that. Because some people have, like, different understanding of what a pet peeve could be for someone.
Mine is, like, chewing too loud.
Okay. So, stuff like that. Mine, shit. I kind of said it earlier. I hate people who are on their phones in public. I really do think that's just
That's your
weird.
Biggest pet peeve?
But, like, let's just say there's a difference between, like, someone who has, like, maybe an AirPod in and they're talking to themselves, or it seems like they're talking to themselves, that's okay. I mean, the ones who are loud-ass, on speaker, like, no awareness of the surroundings, I'm like...
Have you ever come across people who play music on their speaker, on their phone?
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Well, it depends. Like, where are they?
Just in public, like...
Oh, at what the hell? I wouldn't say... That has happened once. While I was at work, like, again, I work at a grocery store and whatnot, but, like, I listen to music with my earphones, like, my AirPods are in, with just one. But then I've had the thing where, like, I've walked by someone and, yeah, they're blasting stuff and, like, it's in their back pocket playing music.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think it was, like, religious music, and I was on blast and I was like, ooh, not you trying to bring religion into the name of the place. Not into a grocery store, but, like... I don't know.
I couldn't see it happening there, though, at that
same that's Walmart energy. Take that shit to Walmart.
I'm serious.
Nah, but, like, I don't know. It was so weird. And I didn't say anything. Like, it is a pet peeve of mine, but I'm also, like, some little bitch who's like, ma'am, put that shit away. I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah.
So, like, it bothers me, but not enough to, like, step in up. And be, like, say something about it.
Okay, so that would be your biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, just, like, so. Like, on speaker for things like phone calls. Phone calls more than anything.
What's our sound guy's biggest pet peeve?
Good answer. It's always the hard question. It's like,
no, yeah, really. That's why I kind of had to make you give an, like, example. I was like, let me think of what she might go off of.
Like, some people's pet peeve is, like, when someone's late all the time, but who would be late all the time?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's almost like I have to invite certain people, like, an hour before so they actually get their own time. Uh-huh. And then they still show up late. Dad.
When they can't walk straight. When they bump into you while walking.
Oh, I was like, make fun of their walking, but well, I know what you mean.
Like,
I know what you're talking about.
Into you while walking.
Another one is slow walkers, but like I just said, I tend to walk naturally faster anyways, but it really does irk me when someone is, like,
way behind.
Severely slow. I got to, like, tap the shoulder and say, ma'am, is it okay? Like, come on now. No, but, like, oh my god.
Wait, I hate when you're in the mall and you're behind really
slow
people.
And they're, like, having the time of their life talking. I'm like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out the way, like, I'll literally...
You know what I hate that my dad does at the fair? I guess this is one of my pet peeves at the fair. He just randomly stops.
Oh,
like, we're going.
My mom does that too.
He
he randomly stops and he's like, busqué, and I'm like, okay, but like, no, because I hate being that person, or like when people do it,
especially since the fair is like ongoing traffic.
Yeah, so like step to the side or something. No, he'll stop, have a whole conversation. Like, where are we going next, guys? What do you want to eat? And I know like he means no harm probably, but I have told him plenty of times and he just don't give a fuck.
Honestly, same. I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, so your mom does it too? His friends in the family, I'm gonna
say, but she has like no sense of her surroundings. Again, I think maybe that's it. The lack of your awareness of your surroundings, because the phone thing plays into that. Okay. Like, why put your phone call on speaker while there's public around?
Mm-hmm.
Why stop in the middle of like something where there's like walking?
Yeah.
If there's people like constantly moving back and forth, like that kind of stuff, I would say irks me then.
Okay, so we got slow walkers. No, that wasn't yours.
Well, that too. No, yeah. Like, there's people around you. Walk a little, like, put a little pep in your step, man. Like,
what about when you're like, what is it called? Like, at the grocery store or something, and like, they're going to cross. You have to wait. You know what I'm talking about? To get to their car. And then they just take their precious ass time.
Oh.
Like, the entrance of.
Over.
You do?
Yeah.
He's on his
fourth
charge.
Just let it be known. Oh. Oh, where the police at?
Where is it at?
Where the police at? How am I gonna stop me?
Where is it?
It's
not that.
Oh, it is. That's the one.
Do you care about phone calls in public, Wilson?
This is, huh?
Do you care about phone calls in public?
That's Eduardo. I'm still going. Okay. I don't think I'm obnoxious with it. And I know, like, you're over there making a face.
No, I don't care about phone calls in public.
Oh, like, if I care if
but
they...
But you're obnoxious about it.
No, I really don't. But I guess because I'm on the phone, but I don't be too loud with it. I don't think.
Is it on speaker?
No, it's not on speaker. I told you I have my little headphones.
No, that's fine. Oh, okay. I think that's fine.
Like, you judged me. Y'all listen to part two where he judged me about having my best friend in my little earpiece.
No, I'm saying if you're like in the fitting room with it on speaker and I'm hearing your friend's opinion, be like, yeah, girlfriend, you're... Like,
no, I told you
fish.
I had my
put
little
shit in, like in the earbuds.
I had my little not my AirPods, but my Bose.
She's an Android, yeah. My listening to this
bug. Samsung. Y'all sponsor me for that iPhone. Oh my
girl,
god.
Something on that one.
What
do you know? I don't know. What's that one? I tried.
No. Team Samsung. Don't you just hate people with iPhones? That's my biggest pet peeve. Oh, your message turns up green, blah blah blah.
No,
and
that
like,
really isn't that big of a deal.
No, that's my pet peeve though. People who take the extra time to like call that out, and I'm like, all right, or like, why won't you switch to iPhone? Because I don't want to. Pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
No, because I say it jokingly. I've never ever liked that actually with someone, like. That's kind of idiotic to me, really.
No, yeah, people care. They'd be like,
if
you
anything,
showed up
I
green.
I gained an iPhone because I couldn't care less about the phone I have, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. It reminds me too much of holding an iPod, you know? Like, very...
But I think that's why, for me, it's just a sense of, like, I know what how the phone functions.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. I don't need the fucking screen bending in half.
A new version
of a flip phone. Like, that, to me, does not interest me
the
at
Nokia?
All. Whatever it is. I've seen some man... Oh, my lord. So, I do Instacart shopping at this grocery store. This man pulls out a phone like that, like the one that literally splits in half.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sir, why you got a whole iPad? Show me your whole damn menu on there.
Leave him alone.
No, he turned out to be fucking, like, a Karen.
Ooh.
Because when he was checking out, he was, like, causing a whole scene. I was like,
we should have known with the,
With the Android. It'd be them Android bitches.
With the flip phone.
Oh, sorry. That's what I meant.
Damn.
guys.
Okay. Anyways. Oh, he's on the soundboard. I don't know. That went from like biggest. But who is the most influential person in your life?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Once I let him in my life, I just know I was gay. That depends. I could give you, again, like, two answers. Only because I would feel weird. I'll explain. One will be, like, a celebrity-ish person, and then one will be, like, in my life personally. So, influential... That's hard. So, family, personal-wise, funny enough... Okay. I don't want them to get butthurt because I know they're going to listen to it, but... Like, I love my sister. Sorry, I love my sister.
Yeah, I know.
So I love my sister. Me and her are very close. We're literally considered like to be twins and whatnot. But I do really think that. Oh my god. Fuck, my brother has been more influential in a sense of like a lot of the things I have found interest in honestly stem from him.
Okay.
And I don't know if I've ever really told him that. So shout out to you.
Wait.
I almost said his name again. Shout out to you.
You did.
Shut up. But like,
oh, don't.
Shut up. Nah, but like he with music a lot, he mm-hmm. got me into some things that I still listen to, some that I don't. Even then, like at the time, I'd say that like some of his music tastes had rubbed off on me, and I was always mm-hmm. I don't know why, like I was always imitating the things he like liked and stuff. Some stuck because I genuinely then found interest in them, and then some not.
That was a very shocking response.
I know, and I feel like it probably wouldn't have geared that way for some people, like thinking that, but I think it's true. Like with clothing again, my sister couldn't care less about dressing up, and she said that, like, I'm not mm-hmm. trying to put her on the spot. Uh-huh. My brother does. Oh, my lord.
That's a lot of it.
Yeah. I'm gonna put you to work, bitch. But, he... We don't obviously dress the same, but at the end of the day, the reason I have interest, like, found the interest in, like, trying to present myself nice with clothes is because of him.
And I thought
like
you that. Always just had the...
No. It really came from, like, I feel like I didn't have anyone else in my life that was like that. Like, no one else really cared for that. Like, my parents didn't, my sister didn't, he did.
Okay.
Even, I know it's funny, too, because, like, we flamed him for some things that he would do. Maybe he can talk to you about that, because, okay. Girl, he'd be having some interesting, quote-unquote, fashion trends that never stuck. But at the end of the day, I praise him because he was willing to give mm-hmm. it a try and stuff like that. And like I said earlier on the other ones, like, there are times when I put clothes on and I'm like, I change last minute because I really can. Like, I can't pull myself to wear some stuff. And then stuff with, like, I don't know, general interest. Like, me and him get to, like, do photos together and stuff and, like, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say family and, like, people in my life and stuff. Celebrity and stuff like that, I would say... I also think this might be an interesting one because, like, I haven't really, like, spoken about her, like, stuff recently because I guess she's just kind of, like, in the background, but mm-hmm. that's why. I really like Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
So I loved her. I, like, again, I think it's because she was someone I found out on my own. I, like, discovered her on my own. That's not something that, like, my brother had introduced me to. But I don't know, I just, like, I really got into her. I was so interested in her life and stuff. And then from that, like, I just liked so many things about her. Like, she didn't give a fuck about what people said. She was up to them, like, really, like, I don't know, she was herself. And, like, I don't think she ever, like, switched a flip or, like, flipped a switch on, like, when she became famous in Bula. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I just liked her. I love her music.
Okay.
And sadly, obviously, like, the not any new music will come out from her mm-hmm. anytime soon. So, like, the... little that there is of hers, I'll literally listen to on repeat all the time.
Favorite song?
From her?
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get it tattooed on me. It's Tears Dry on Their Own.
Okay.
I really was just talking to my sister about getting that tattooed on.
So you would get
the title.
Oh, okay.
On my bicep and stuff. I really want text there. I don't know why now. Mm-hmm. And that's what I decided on.
Red flag. Oh, okay.
Red flag, really.
With Roman numeral?
With Roman.
Or is it just a red flag when it's right here?
It's just on the color.
Oh, okay,
the red
okay.
flag. But, yeah, I would say her, or there could be other answers, but I would just, she came to mind.
Okay, well, I think that deserves the long as. Well, I mean.
Anyways,
settle down and run.
Can we bring the intern back?
No, literally, we don't give him his job back. I take any mean comments I said back from him. Even he wanted his job back.
Okay, what is your biggest fear? That's what we wanted him back for. Okay.
My genuine biggest fear, I don't like to talk about. Like, I hate it that much.
Sharks. flying sharks.
It's just having the fastest ass. Just kidding. No, it really, like, the topic of it, like, brings me so much discomfort that, like, I don't like talking about it. So, but there are other ones I could talk about.
So, if that's too deep, like, under is, like, phobias, just, like, a... Or then we go to spiders or something.
I do, like, heights or the dark, which I know is so, like, childish, but
I don't like the dark.
Okay, cool. Because some people tell me, what the fuck do you think is in there? I'm like, I think that's the fear. You don't know what's in the dark. Like, the fear of, like, anything being
Could you look out your window at night and just, like, does that scare you?
Actually, no.
Okay. Like, actually, it's just that, me. Guys.
But I don't know how it works with, like, here, but, like...
Well, you're in the woods, too.
I know, but I feel like at least every time I've peeked and stuff, like, there's always, like, at least
there's
some,
no
like,
goblins.
The moon. So, to me, it looks pretty.
Okay.
But being out there...
That way? The...
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I don't know how it lands, but it looks pretty to me and stuff. But being out there and I'd be just hearing, like, animal noises or, like, natural background.
Can you do some of these animals?
No, I wouldn't. You know, like, white noise from, like, forest animals literally just fucking and stuff.
Oh, shit.
But, I don't know, just things like that.
I really
like,
sorry, that was me.
No, but really, like, just in general. Bitch, let's talk about how this bitch would literally take us, quote-unquote, ghost hunting. That shit scared me to death. She would do it at night. During, like, holidays.
That wasn't fun?
No.
Going ghost hunting?
No.
We were, like, 7.
But you...
I would have believed you if you would have said that, like, some squirrel
this
making the...
Coming.
Yeah, she, like, es el diablo. I like, yeah, she, like...
Wait, but you said... Oh, you said being out there is kind of...
That's what's...
Oh, okay.
But, like...
But
also
it was just
turning
squirrels
off the
fucking.
Lights
it was
in
never
our
ghost.
House, mm-hmm. I still run.
Oh, like... Go. You said run where?
Yeah.
To his room.
To our room. I like I was making fun of the house, smaller house.
No, I was like, where are you running?
Where are you running?
No,
I was like,
I was like, why is everyone staring at me?
I was like.
What about your apartment?
There's always light there somehow.
Oh, okay.
You can't, like, I don't know why.
Does running up scare you, like, going up ever?
When I was staying at my white friend's, yes. You know, like, when they would turn off the lights, we would, like, run upstairs. Girl, what stairs? I don't have stairs, bitch.
I meant going up to your fucking apartment.
We got porch stairs.
Aren't you on the second floor?
Yeah, why would that scare me?
At 33 West Street, Chapel Hill.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. I was just asking if it scared you because it'd be nighttime sometimes, right? Right now, you might get home late and then be like...
Oh, no, there's lights everywhere.
Spooky.
The whole thing is lit up.
Okay.
I kind of also don't like that, though. Like
that it's lit up.
But I understand why.
Okay.
I don't know. And then the heights, that shit can literally be... I've always explained it to me. Like, my minimum height that already begins to scare me is, like, the second level at a mall. I can't look
really?
Over that. That shit scares me.
Wait, didn't you jump at that defy gravity thing? That ledge?
Nope.
You didn't?
Remember what I talked about, too? I hate fucking jumping.
I know, but I thought all of y'all did that cliff thing.
I didn't.
I'll put that out there. I didn't. I thought you did.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. So the...
But not because of heights. I also just don't like...
Jumping. That was your biggest fear.
Jumping.
That's why you didn't want to talk about it.
No, it's not that, but...
Okay. Damn. Your biggest fear? Phobia. Like
not
spiders?
It's actually one of my greatest qualities.
He out here... Spider? Oh, I know, but
spiders.
I ain't gonna say it.
What? Oh, yeah.
Tickles.
what was that?
No, the cousin of the spider.
Oh, cockroaches? Yeah, I hate cockroaches.
Yeah, roaches.
Oh, well, I guess like frogs. I could hold a snake and whatnot, probably like a tarantula over a frog
mm-hmm.
any day.
Yeah, I can't.
Get the shit. Like, yeah, those slimy shits, stay away from
those
me.
Slimy shits.
So fucking gross.
Like, my ex.
And I, whoops.
Oh, can we get a transition sound? What things excite you?
Men.
with
big old tits,
yeah.
Excite me? Oh, Lord.
Like, you're like, woo.
I like, does this make sense? Like, is that what you would refer to? Like, I'm huge on like roller coasters for that sense. Like I like the little like adrenaline rush that comes from them.
So last episode we had someone who hated roller coasters. Now you love roller coasters.
I love them, but that was not always the case. I used to fear them because I think so many of them like have heights.
Oh wait, yeah. How does that work?
I don't know how and why it doesn't kick in when I'm on there.
Is it because you're like this?
I think it's because I really do have the trust that like I'm strapped in.
Okay.
I'd be having trust issues in almost every other aspect of my life, but somehow when I'm on a roller coaster, I'm like, yeah, this shit got me.
That's so like when crazy.
It drops, I'm literally like, yeah, like it's fine.
Have you looked into how many roller coaster like fuck ups there's been?
Yeah. Yeah, but
trying to instill fear.
Literally, what is this trying to become? I don't think it affects me like that.
Okay, so just roller coasters exciting.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow. Oh, and yeah, okay. Your favorite childhood memory?
Childhood memory? Yikes. That's kind of hard. Okay, well, again, I hate to like twist the question, but.
Because your questions suck.
No, it's just hard to think of anything like that young in me.
Yeah.
That like. I've never been so just kidding.
Your entire childhood?
And maybe no.
I just couldn't. I don't think I could explain it to you like so explicitly. I don't think there's a memory that like has stuck with me, like a core memory.
So like in general,
if
like,
anything, yeah, the most recent, but it's been a while, I guess, and now has been like coming out. Like I think, someone had like shout out to coming out, y'all. I think during that time, I was just, I don't know, like, there was, it was, I was at, like, a really high in my life because, like, the reaction out of it couldn't have been better. So, like, I think I was, funny, because it flipped so, like, 180, like, obviously minutes, seconds before I, like, go through with it, I'm obviously, like,
yeah,
scared, anything could go wrong, but then, like, the reaction I got from just, not even just from family and friends. It was more so like those like unexpected reactions I got from mm-hmm. people who like didn't even treat me differently, but more so they like reassured me that they weren't gonna treat me differently, if that makes sense. Like that's all I could have asked for. Like I didn't want people tiptoeing around me anymore or like feeling like they had to just yeah. like I said, treat me differently. It was like I wanted it to go as if nothing had happened. I feel like that yeah, that's how it kinda should be anyways.
Okay.
Like it shouldn't be a switch.
One time for his memory.
I really wish I could have answered the one from
childhood.
Childhood, but I don't know.
Well, I felt bad because I gave you that one, but I couldn't think of one, so I was I'm a little fake.
It's very like one like in the best way. Like it was very consistent. Like I don't think I was ever really sad during. Like my
lucky
childhood.
You. One time for the non-sad childhood.
For non-traumatic childhood.
Fuck. I thought I skipped one. What, shit. Oh, shit. What's something that you're proud of?
I'm proud of, like, in general or of myself? I would say something that long. I don't know. This seems like such a boring answer, but I would say kind of like
there's no wrong answer.
Work ethic. I know that sounds like what like.
No,
why?
That's good.
I don't know. I just think I started working as of very young, kind of not by choice.
Too young.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Young, but
child labor.
Hey, give it up for child labor. But oh my God. No, I just think that, like, now it translates in, like, a lot of other areas. Like, in school, I work really hard to get good grades. Like, if I want
to... I want to
shout out
to
education. Those
yes.
who, no, but, like, things with the gym, too. Like, if I really put my mind to it, I really can push myself to work towards whatever I want. Like, not whatever I want.
Are you
but,
a procrastinator
like,
at all?
Nope. I've literally always said, like, if I'm not early, it's late. Like,
ooh.
My work has to be turning, like, a couple of days.
Okay.
Not gonna lie to you, like, there are people, like, in my classes nowadays who, like, are thinking a month ahead. Like, that is too far out for me. Like, that starts inducing, like, anxiety. That's not healthy. But, like, taking it perhaps, though, by the week, like, I know that this is coming up next week. I'm gonna have it done before then. Because I don't work good under pressure.
But you were always this way, never procrastinated.
I think I've actually gotten better though. And like in high school, it was unhealthy. Like, I think it was because I wanted so badly to get into a good college and stuff. But now being in that college, I'm like, I shouldn't be taking it that seriously. Not because it's not serious. I do think being in college is important. Okay. Education is important in general. But not to the point where like it needs to be causing me stress at all. Nowhere near that. And it still does. And it upsets me that I let it get it to that. But sometimes it's unavoidable. Like, when teachers stack so much shit on me and like, I managed to get it done. That's what I'm proud of. But somewhere along the way, I'm sure I'm like at a like really stressful point. I'm like, fuck, like,
Are we keeping up them grades?
We are. Okay. Girl, we number one in my class for point of GPA.
Wait. Number one in the class.
Yeah, but you know what? Funny enough, I say that. And I'm being honest, but anyone with a 4.0 GPA is number one in the class.
Okay.
I'm number one.
He just threw his GPA out there like it was no, we love to see it.
Once again, like, I don't let it carry meaning to me anymore. Yeah. Because also, bitch, like, again, there's so many people on that playing field. And college is a little different with how grades work. So that's why I think in high school I, like, pushed myself, like, almost over. Where, like, I was trying to be above a 4.0. Where, like, to some, like, just being at the 4 is enough. Yeah. More than enough. That to me wasn't. I don't know. Looking at it, that's unhealthy, but, yeah.
And the work ethic went into your job right now, where people play religion.
Yeah, it's what's keeping me in contact from literally, like, going off on them and stuff. Okay. But, yeah, stuff like that.
All right. Shit, I think that might be it for the questions.
But, wow.
What would be your superpower?
Ooh, that's interesting. I could not do flying. I know everyone always says that one. Girl, fear of heights.
Oh, I yeah. I was like, why? You just gave me a whole...
You know what's funny? I probably... Something like...
Wait. So how would that... How would traveling to Italy work? Or where?
They're going to be shut. Or I'm in the middle seat.
Do you think you would get that sweaty palms?
Hell yeah. No, I think it's actually, again, I have confidence in that the plane won't crash. Girl, don't even get me started. How many planes?
No.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kidding.
Actually, but
no. Oh,
planes
shit.
Planes are safer than cars.
Huh?
Wait. There's less.
Yeah.
Oh, you were saying not a lot.
Yeah.
Why one of your flip-flops?
But I don't think that would, like, kick in there. Anyways, the superpower.
Yeah.
I would probably do either, like, teleportation, because that's easy.
What is, was it? No, I said Krakatoa.
That's
no, it's the want to see me do it again, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Or invisibility, just because I'm nosy as hell.
You'd want to sneak up on So tell me, you just got the superpower, right?
Yeah.
Where, what are you doing right then? Who are we spying on?
Like celebrity crushes. I'm gonna see her wee-wees. Oh my god.
One time for the celebrity wee-wees.
Girl, they're all of age.
Yeah, but they don't know
your consent.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
What?
You said who needs that?
Oh my goodness.
I'll be looking respectfully. Oh lord.
FBI at the door.
Nah, I'm obviously joking. Ha.
That was a good one, right?
Anyway, teleportation. It would be just to travel easier.
Boom, Italy, no plane.
Yeah.
No plane crash.
Yeah. All right. If I want to be somewhere else, I can be right there.
Boom. Yeah. Gotta get back
Maybe
home.
Maybe someone who's late should have that one too, all the time. Can you think of anyone who does
no.
is late all the time?
Who would be late all the time?
I think I'm looking at someone who's late usually.
Our sound guy?
Nah, I'm looking straight ahead.
All right, so that was our questions. Let's he over there playing. All right.